Well, amen. If you have your Bible, hopefully that's not too loud, but if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 19 tonight. 1 Kings chapter 19. I would say the same. Max had mentioned his voice, but mine applies different. If you hear a high pitch all of a sudden, I think it might be the microphone system, so we'll blame it on that. 1 Kings chapter 19. Brother Joel mentioned me and Max, including Gavin, have been down at Crown College. Just so thankful for that school and how God has used it in my life and in their lives and just what God is doing in that school, and he's just working in a mighty way there. The Bible tells us, if you do have your Bible, in 1 Kings chapter 19 tonight, 1 Kings chapter 19, beginning in verse 1. The Bible says, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. Verse 4, But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my father's. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, an angel touched him and said unto him, Arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mountain of God. Tonight, with God's help, I'd like to preach a sermon entitled, When You Are Ready to Throw in the Towel. Would you bow with me in prayer tonight? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and for all the things that you've done. And Heavenly Father, we just pray tonight that you would do what only you can do. You know the hearts of all these people. God, you know the ones who are hurting, who are broken, who are confused, and who do not understand why certain things are going on in their life, who may have seen past victories in the past, but right now, God, at this moment, they're at a hard crossroads right now, whether to give up or to continue in the strength that only you can give. Heavenly Father, I pray you give me the strength I need tonight. I cannot do it in my own abilities or my own strength, but I fully rely on you tonight, Lord. I ask if there's one in here tonight, God, who does not know you as their Savior, that you would convict them of their desperate need of you, that they'd see their need for Christ and what you've done for them, and that they'd turn to you in repentance and faith. Heavenly Father, we give this service to you tonight. Please do what only you can do. And we ask these things according to your will and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Has there ever been a moment in your life where you were simply just ready to give up? No doubt there's been many moments in our lives where we've seen God work in the past. We've seen God do many great and mighty things. No doubt there's been moments in our life where we were at church and we were just throwing our hands up in there and praising the Lord. And we'd shout and we'd sing, especially if you've been in the South, man. They do it different, but from experience. But maybe there's been moments in your life, and you look back, and you see how God's worked, but now you come to a moment in your life, and you've just had enough. You're ready to quit. And we're going to be looking at a man tonight who experienced the same thing. His name was Elijah. Now, Elijah had seen God do a lot of great things. And as we read through this passage, this is following right after right after Elijah had been at Mount Carmel. And we know the story, especially if you've grown up in Sunday school. Elijah goes to Mount Carmel, and God brings the fire down from heaven and consumes that sacrifice. And Elijah kills all these prophets, and he runs before King Ahab as the rain comes. As you read throughout, you realize it hasn't rained for a very long time, and it's been very dry. And Elijah runs before King Ahab. And then all of a sudden, you find him in a spot where things aren't going so well. This is after all this. And once Queen Jezebel, found out what Elijah had done, man, she was ticked off. She was not happy about it. So she sends a messenger to Elijah basically saying, hey, if I don't make your life as the life of one of these prophets, meaning if you're not dead by tomorrow about this time, and she sought for Elijah's life. And we see in this passage that Elijah, once he finds this out, he basically packs shop, we could say, and he books it. And then we see in verse 4, and this will bring us to our first point. The Bible tells us, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my father's. Isn't this the same man who stood before King Ahab just a couple of chapters before and told him how there wouldn't be dew or rain? Isn't this the same man who witnessed the Lord provide for him physically by bringing bread and flesh in the morning and in the evening, as the Bible tells us? Isn't this the same man who witnessed God bring fire down on Mount Carmel? And this is the same man who witnessed all those things. And now in his own life, he's saying, God, I've had enough. Take my life. And maybe there's some of you in here tonight, and that will bring us to our first point, the struggle of Elijah. You see, Elijah had seen God do all these great and mighty things, right? He had been on the mountaintop. He had seen God work, and now that same prophet is basically saying, God, kill me. I've had enough. And I just wonder, friend, is that you tonight? Maybe you are going through heartache and pain unimaginable, and nobody knows. Maybe people do know, but you're just going through unimaginable suffering right now of maybe not physically, maybe it is physically, maybe it's spiritually, maybe it's mentally, and you feel like this whole world is just coming down on you tonight. And friend, I want you to know you're not alone, because Elijah, he was in the midst of a battle as well. And we see, secondly, I want you to notice the journey was too great for Elijah. The Bible tells us in verse 7, and the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. Elijah, the Lord speaks to Elijah, and he's basically like, Elijah, what lays ahead, it's too great for you. You can't do it in your own abilities. And friend, I want you to know tonight, neither can you. You see, the children of Israel, they didn't part the Red Sea in their own strength. The children of Israel did not bring the walls of Jericho down because they were just simply strong enough and they had it in themselves. You see, the strength that Samson had did not come from him going to the gym 7 days a week. The strength David had when Goliath came down did not come from David. There's a strength that only God gave him. And friend, I'm here to tell you tonight that maybe you are going through a lot. Maybe there is pain. Maybe there is suffering in your life. This might sound not encouraging to you, but the truth is, it is too great for you. You will not live a life that God wants you to live in your own strength. And one of the biggest things I've seen, and I haven't lived long, I'm only 19, but the biggest thing I've seen is Christians, they think they got it in themselves. You think you can get through the struggles of this life? You think you can live a pure, God-honoring life that glorifies the Lord in your own strength? And friend, I'm here to tell you, it can't be done. Maybe some of you tonight are just dependent on yourself. And friend, I'm here to tell you that there is one you can depend on, and he won't fail you, and his name is Jesus Christ. And he can lead you through those dark moments. The same God that led Elijah through probably one of the darkest moments of his life is the same God that can lead you through yours tonight. You see, Elijah, he was struggling and he was battling and he was in a desperate and painful situation. And it was too great for him, and it is too great for all of us. But there is hope. I want you to notice tonight in 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 8, the Bible tells us, and he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the Mount of God. You see, Elijah, he didn't go forward because he had had all those past experiences. He wasn't like, man, I'm the prophet of God, man. God brought fire down from heaven. Look all that I've done and I've seen. No, he went in the strength of the meat that God provided him. And friend, I'm here to tell you, you might be going through a lot tonight and you can't do it on your own. You might be going through the battle of your life tonight. Everything in your life might seem like it is going wrong and you might not be able to find one right thing that is going right. And I'm here to tell you, friend, that only God is going to be able to lead you through it. And he is the only one who can, and he led Elijah through his difficulty and through his pain and his suffering, and he can do it for you tonight. You see, the Bible tells us, if you have your Bible with you, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, this is when David was facing Goliath. The Bible tells us in verse 46 of 1 Samuel chapter 17, this day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. David was not dependent on himself. The children of Israel were not dependent on themselves. Elijah, he was not dependent on himself. Yes, he came to a moment in his life where he was broken and he was ready to die. He did, and we all have. We all go through times when we've just had enough and we come to a breaking point. But the Lord gave us strength that only he can give. And friend, I'm here to tell you, there's a strength that only God can give you tonight, and it only comes through him. The Bible tells us, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, not through self-determination, not through my own abilities or my own talents, but through Christ. And friend, there's a strength that God gives that only comes from Him, that can lead you through the darkest valleys. Man, I've talked to people who are just broken and who are hurting, but God continues to lead and to direct through the most difficult and through the most painful and through the most confusing circumstances. He hasn't forsaken you. He didn't forsake Elijah. Elijah ran for it. Elijah had acted like it was all over, but God was with them even in those most difficult moments. And friend, I'm here to tell you that you can live the life you want to. You can live a life that God wants you to live. You can live the Christian life. You can live a life that's completely sold out to God. You can live a life that one day you'll come to the end of it and you can say that I've lived for Christ. I've made my time on this earth worthwhile. Then maybe there's some of you in here tonight who you feel like you're just too far gone. And friend, I'll still stay on this topic tonight, but I believe so many Christians, including myself, we've tried to play two games. We've tried to live a life for the world and we've tried to live a life for God. And friend, I'm here to tell you it can't be done. There's a life that God wants you to live and it's only found in Him. And there's things in this world, they promise satisfaction and peace, but they do not satisfy. And the same God that gives strength is the same God that can give you a life worth living. And it is only found in Him. There's so many people, the Crown College, they have a ministry out on the campus of the University of Tennessee, and it was my first semester there at Crown, and we come across so many students. In fact, it was kind of funny. We were right outside of a liquor store, and so we're just, you know, three college students dressed like we're ready to preach with a bunch of pamphlets, handing them out to college students who are going and buying drinks and doing all these things. And so many students, you walk past by, they just give you your hand. They're satisfied, that maybe not satisfied, but they're determined to live that kind of life. And friend, I'm here to tell you that there's only one life worth living. There's only one life, there's only one person who can give you joy, who can give you peace, who can lead you through the most difficult circumstances when it does not make a lick of sense, just like God led Elijah, and He can do the same for you, and He can meet you where you are tonight. You see, God didn't say, hey, Elijah, go get yourself together, wipe away the tears, put everything together, and then I'll help you. No, God met Elijah where he was at, and I'm here to tell you, friend, that God can meet you where you're at tonight. If you're broken, come as you are. If you're hurting, just come. If you got sin and filth in your life, just come. He'll meet you. This might sound old, but some of us just need to dust off our altar shoes and come to the altar and get things right. And friend, I'm here. God can meet you. He can forgive you. And He can do an incredible act in your life that only He can do. He's changed my life. And I'm only 19, but He has shown me things that I could never imagine, that I could never do in my own strength. And He's brought change in my life and my family's life that only He could bring. And friend, He can do the same for you tonight. Our service is a little shorter tonight. That will give you time to get out to Dairy Queen if that's your thing to do on a Sunday night. But I'd like to end with this. I think it'd be foolish for any preacher not to give the gospel in any meeting. But if there's one in here tonight, you say, Matthew, what's this whole thing about? This whole Jesus thing, you know, you're talking about God and how He wants to change your life. Well, you see, friend, 2,000 years ago, God sent Jesus Christ into this world on a rescue mission. You say, why? Because there's this three-letter word. It's called sin. S-I-N. Sin is anything we say, do, or think that displeases God. And friend, there's been things in my life, and I'm sure in yours, that displease God. And the Bible tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This thing that might seem so simple and not like a big deal, it separates us from God and it keeps us from the eternity with Him. And the Bible tells us that there's a payment for sin. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's a payment. There's a payment for your sin. But Jesus Christ came. The Son of God, He lived a perfect and sinless life that none of us could live. And He died on the cross and He shed His blood for you and for me. And He rose again and He's alive tonight. And He offers you a free gift of eternal life. And maybe you're running from God tonight, I do not know. But He can meet you where you are, He can forgive you of your sins, and He can give you eternal life. And friend, I'm about to pray, so in conclusion, we've looked at a man tonight who had it all together. He knew the act. God used him in a mighty, mighty way, but he came to a point in his life where he had just had enough. And friend, if that is you tonight, I would encourage you to do this. Just come to God as you are. You don't got to go clean your life up. You don't got to go and try to get all these things right before you come to God. If you're saved tonight and you know it, but you've drifted, come to Him and He will meet you where you are. Maybe some of you, it's been a long time since you've come to the Lord. I encourage you, just come to Him and He'll forgive you. And He can change your life. Maybe you're here tonight and you don't know Christ as your Savior. Still come. He can forgive you of your sins. He can bring you back into a right relationship with God and give you eternal life and save you and take you to heaven when you die. But it's a choice. It's a free gift that only He can give. Would you bow with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we come to you today in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for the short time you've allowed us to be together. God, I just pray that if there's one in here tonight who is hurting, who's broken, who does not know where to turn, who does not know where to go, I pray they turn to you tonight. God, maybe they're your child and maybe they've just had enough and they don't know what to do. God, I pray they would do what Elijah did. He went in the strength of that meat. And God, we can only continue in the strength that you give. Lord, if there's one in here tonight who does not know you as their Savior, I pray they turn to you before it's too late and see that you love them, that you died for them, and that you rose again, and that you can change and cleanse their life and give them a home in heaven if they'll simply turn to you in repentance and faith. Lord, we ask these things according to your will. Bless the invitation to come, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would, have your head bowed and eyes closed, and I'll ask Brother Joel to come and give the invitation.